With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A new wildfire was reported at about 3 o'clock this afternoon, about 7 miles west of the town of Plains, just off of Highway 200. Bill Nagley is the Emergency Services Coordinator for Sanders County.
I think it was a structure fire. Don't know for sure, but we do know one propane tank did explode.
Nagley says the fire is threatening structures in the area.
Well, right next to where the trailer that did burn, there is another structure. There's another structure that we know the fire has burned around, roughly a quarter mile west, and then it's threatening two other structures, so roughly a half mile from the original ignition point.
The fire danger in western Montana is rated from very high to extreme today. Nagley says right now,
the winds are low, the temperature is very high. We've had some readings of over 100 triple-digit numbers. And fine fuels are very dry, and that's what it's kind of traveling in now.
It's too early to have an accurate read on the size of this new fire just west of the town of Plains. Agencies responding to it so far, Nagley says, are Plains Rural Fire, Thompson Falls Rural Fire, Montana DNRC, and the Lolo National Forest. He says at least two helicopters are working the fire in the Highway 200 corridor.
Please keep moving in the area, and we don't need a lot of looky-loos seeing what's going on.
There's more information about other fires burning in Montana on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Montana Insurance Commissioner Matt Rosendale says he's finalized next year's rates for companies that sell health insurance policies through the Affordable Care Act's Federal Exchange. The rates approved today include premium rate hikes for 2 of 3 companies. They're lower than the rates Rosendale approved last year, for which a group opposing his run for a U.S. Senate seat this fall have been hammering him in advertisements. Rosendale's office said in a statement, this year's rate proposals contained no deficiencies. The commissioner reviews the proposals, but can't reject them unless they are discriminatory. The Montana Health Co-op will raise rates by an average of just over 10% for plans on the individual market that cover nearly 23,000 Montanans. Pacific Source will raise its rates an average of 6% for individual plans covering more than 12,000 people. Blue Cross and Blue Shield, the state's dominant carrier, didn't propose a rate increase after an average rate hike of more than 22% last year. Governor Steve Bullock gave his support to a group of 35 unionized employees at the Talc Milling Plant in Three Forks who have been locked out of their jobs for a week. The Montana Standard reports the Democratic governor told the workers to, quote, stand strong during his visit yesterday, acknowledging he is unable to intervene in the dispute between Emory's America and the local chapter of the International Brotherhood of Boilermakers. A brief pursuit of a reported reckless driver near Libby ended in a fiery crash that killed a 31-year-old Missoula man yesterday. The Montana Highway Patrol is investigating whether a medical emergency may have contributed to the death of Taylor Ray Alford. Missoula's Mount Sentinel will be closed starting at 8 o'clock Monday morning due to elevated fire risk during the sold-out Pearl Jam concert at the University of Montana's Washington Grizzly Stadium. City of Missoula Fire Inspector Charles Talbot says the closure is a public safety measure.
I know the last couple times that we've had concerts in the stadium, people have gone up on the hillside, up on Mount Sentinel to watch the concert from up there.
All city and university trails on Mount Sentinel will be closed, including the popular M Trail. Talbot says if a fire starts down below,
there's no way that we're going to catch it before they will be impacted if they're up there. So it's safer to find a different vantage point to watch it from than from the hillside.
The closure lasts for 24 hours, starting at 8 o'clock Monday morning. City and university police and the fire department will be patrolling the area, and Talbot says they'll issue citations to hikers who violate the closure. A fall from a carnival ride last night at Missoula's Western Montana Fair sent a girl to the hospital with serious injuries. Missoula County's Risk and Benefits Manager, Erica Grindy.
An 11-year-old girl between 6:30 and 7 p.m. last night fell from a carnival ride called the Typhoon and sustained injuries. And last that we had heard through the police, which was last night, she was in serious condition.
The girl's injuries are not life-threatening. The Typhoon ride features what looks like bench seats that's mounted to a pivot and swings in a circle. Grindy says the Western Montana's Fair Carnival is operated by a company called North Star Amusements.
From a liability perspective, the county is not in control of those rides and frankly doesn't have any expertise in the operation of those rides. That's why we bring in a contractor who does this sort of thing all over the Northwest.
The cause of the girl's fall is unknown. An investigation is underway. Grindy says all of the Western Montana Fair's carnival rides, with the exception of the Typhoon, are open. I'm Rosie Costin, Montana Public Radio.